3733. I didn't push the right button. Mm. It's Mark.
And Luther.
And Julia.
You can call in. It's Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We will go right into the calls because it's Free Talk Live. Let's go to Bill in Indiana. Bill?
Hello.
Hey. What would you like to talk
about?
Thank
you for taking my call.
Sure. You're welcome.
Well, I'd like to know if Julia would rather scissor Bachman or get railed by Obama.
You know, to be honest, I've never seen Bachman. I don't like politics, and I don't follow political news. So I don't know what she looks like.
Okay. I guess that was a...
Was that just to be crude?
I think we got pranked, yeah.
Well, was that just to be crude?
I guess he was trying to see whether or not we'd handle it.
We can handle that.
Well, you know, it's what can I say? I can handle it.
So I choose Obama.
Who do I think is the sexiest of the people running? I'm going to go ahead and answer that too. You know, I gotta say, I'm heterosexual, so I'll take Bachman of the five that are here. You know, she's not bad.
I'm gonna look at her right now.
Of her age.
Palin kind of has like the naughty secretary look.
I'd rather get if I had the option between say Clinton, Palin, and Bachman.
Clinton.
No, thank you.
I'd say everybody universally agrees on that one.
There's no contest when it comes to Bill. Okay. It's Free Talk Live. You really can call in and talk about whatever you want. Let's go to Dennis in New York. Dennis?
Hot soup.
Well, are you just going to keep saying the same thing over again? Is that clever?
Penis.
Yeah, there you go. Apparently he's going to up it. All right, let's go to... I know, they all came in,
caller number
they
three.
All came in at the same time. Lay it on me, James.
Jeff, well, can I even compete with that? Those were some top shelf calls.
Ah, indeed,
full of wit and irony.
mind blown. Oh, geez, I can't even talk political. Can we talk about teen idols again?
We can. If you had your choice between Clinton, Bachman, and Palin, which one would you take? I'm assuming you're heterosexual. If not, you can answer the Romney, Obama, Rick Perry, or Ron Paul question.
I'm interested in meeting this kid Chris guy. He sounds like somebody, whoever the heck they were talking about.
They might have been talking about Chris here. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know who Kid Chris is.
That is my real name. I just used
Kid Chris is some kind of DJ, washed-up DJ on the West Coast. I've heard about him.
Oh, okay.
They've called in about him before.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You wet dreams you have about him or what?
I don't know anything about him.
I knew it. They do.
Yeah, the only thing I know there's a teen idol group coming up out of Atlanta called the Beat Offs. They do cover songs, they make a lot of stuff. Their lead singer is Thomas, he's a small Asian man afraid of snakes.
How do you know that about him? Is that one of the magazines? Like, are you reading Tiger Beat about Thomas?
What's that?
Are you reading Tiger Beat?
Yeah, definitely Tiger Beat. What's the female's name there?
If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, you got to do your job. When you're going to crank people, do your freaking job.
Well, no, I'm not cranking. I'm sitting here pinching my squ.
All right, pinch away. We are going to get it tonight. Awesome. Lay it on me. I love this stuff. It's fine by me.
I'm actually looking at pictures of Michelle Bachman for the first time, and I got to say that she isn't unattractive horribly, mm-hmm. but she does have, like, no soul in her eyes.
she's a bit of a plastic-looking gal.
She's looking past me.
But she's a politician. I mean, take a look at Romney. Put her next to her. You know, I mean, these two could have a soulless marriage. Let's go to John in Indiana.
Oh, dear.
Please prank me, John. John in Indiana. She's apparently not going to talk at all. John, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't hear me?
I hear you now, John.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, something different.
Okay.
I was going to talk about an incident that happened here to me recently, a few days ago. I was out walking near my house and just out walking by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm approached by a police car where the cop pulls up.
John?
I asked, is there a problem?
It sounds like you have maybe a bad connection or some bad signal.
There's some audio. There's a little bit of breakup, just a little bit of audio issue. Just speak directly into your phone, and so the cop pulls up. You ask, is there some kind of problem?
Yeah, and he just, I've been in this area, and this is how police work works, and he seemed pretty aggressive, and I didn't want to argue it, and because he seemed like he'd get pretty angry, so I just started looking for it. I figured, give it to him, and he'll go away. And
what were you looking for? The ID? Oh, an ID, I see.
Yes, he just demanded an ID. So
okay, gotcha.
I started looking for it, and I could find my gun permit, but that wasn't good enough for him.
Okay.
I didn't have my state ID or driver's license or anything like that, any kind of photo ID. And he was insistent that I had to have a photo ID. I hear later on that that's not actually required. Somebody else nearby, this neighbor nearby comes running over showing that he has an ID. This is what you got to have. And he goes, see, that's what you have to have. So then he grabs my wallet and dumps it out and starts going through it and then starts going through my pockets, pulling stuff out. And he found some, I had some caffeine pills and some aspirin. And then he starts saying, oh, you got prescription drugs without a prescription. I'm going to charge you with drug possession here too and for not having an ID. He's going through my stuff, and he goes back to his car, and then another cop comes out, and he pulls me over at about that time and just handcuffs me, and the other cop is standing there keeping an eye on me, and while the guy that approached me, he's back in his car doing whatever, and I'm pretty much arrested for whatever. I didn't know what it was. I'm arguing with the other guy for a while about he's insistent that I say is this something I could just go and ask somebody else? Do you see any inconsistencies with you just coming up to me demanding for and I'm not out here hurting anybody? And he's talked about how he's a cop and he's trained by the state and all that, and I'm asking what all that means.
I'm special. I can demand pieces of paper from. I can demand your papers, and you must turn them over. That's my Schwarzenegger Nazi.
I kept going. I really had nowhere to go, and I even brought up the whole when he was talking about. Well, I'm just doing my job here. I enforce the laws. I don't make them. And this wasn't the guy that arrested me. But and I even brought up Nazi Germany. I said, well, they were just doing their job too, and a lot of them had more experience than you. And but later on, after I they take me to jail, and
they took you to jail.
Yeah, they arrested me there. That was
for having some aspirin and not having an ID on you while you walked.
Yes, but and then crazy. When I get to the jail, they didn't really say what I was. He didn't say you're under arrest for this. And then when I get there, they're processing me, and they say you're charged with obstructing traffic. And
for
I was
walking.
On the sidewalk.
Were you on the sidewalk? Okay.
Yeah. So well, and I figure, and he was accusing me of a lot of things, and the way it is everything they're accusing me of is stuff they're doing. And they were the ones blocking traffic with their cars out in the middle of the road on the sidewalk. Sure, they're charging me with obstructing traffic. That's what that's the only thing I was ended up being charged with. And then they said, well, this is typically a $500 bond to get out. But they said, oh, you qualify for something. I don't remember what it was.
Release on your own cognizance.
I don't have any prior convictions, I assume. But when I get out, I go home and I Google this guy's name, and I find out that he has been charged multiple times to the top for felony assault and criminal mischief.
My God.
It's a common story. I hear it all the time. It happened to a friend of mine. Something similar happened recently, just last week.
John, this crazy story. Thanks for calling in and sharing it with us. Wow, it's nuts. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. The Free State Project, it is a movement to get, well, 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to one state. We won't stop at 20. Right now we're at about 1,000, and, you know, if more than 20,000 liberty-loving individuals want to move to New Hampshire, we won't stop them. But there have been a lot of successes up to this point, and I expect as more people move, we'll have a lot more. Find out more at freestateproject.org. Go over there, sign up if you believe in the ideas of liberty, and get your butt up to New Hampshire. It's freestateproject.org. I'll tell you real quick about the listening options for Free Talk Live. You can listen on the live streams, the radio, the cam, the satellites, the webcam, listen lines. You can find all the options and ways to get to them at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go directly into the calls with Ryan in Virginia. Ryan?
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
I'm calling to talk about sort of philosophy, maybe, or the ideas behind things. I've been listening. It's a process. I'm a guy who does love liberty, but I've been thinking about it lately, and I keep finding holes or things or problems.
I'd love to hear some holes.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about holes, but I've been listening also to the radical left lately as well. And
okay.
It's amazing sort of how the overlap between the two is.
There are certainly some overlaps.
Significant ones. I think actually, I mean, honestly, I think philosophically the major difference between radical libertarianism and radical leftism, at least as it's sort of practiced in left anarchist almost America, is sort of the idea that we have responsibilities to groups larger than ourselves that we don't necessarily choose.
Yes, self ownership is really what it boils down to.
It does.
Yeah. So basically, I believe that I own me because I can control my arms and my legs, and ownership is an issue of control. Whereas people who would be just on sort of the radical left would believe that they. That whatever they consider important, whatever groups they consider important, in fact, own me. That I have responsibilities to people who perhaps, for whatever reason, can't or don't want to take care of themselves. Not to say that I don't spend time taking care of people that can't take care of themselves. I just don't think that the government... I think that an organization that has a monopoly because they can use force on you, that organization is probably not going to be very efficient.
Perhaps, but I guess the sort of the intersection there and the point that it starts to get interesting maybe some decisions should be made more on the basis of the fact that you are a person as opposed to how much money or that sort of influence you might have.
Well, what kind of influence does money give one in a world of liberty?
Oh, market forces.
Okay, so you can buy. I see. So you're saying that people with that are wealthy can buy better, say, medical care than people who are not.
That not specifically.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something that I think about a lot. I mean, let's for instance say if you think that. A particular seatbelt, a safety feature, is important to you. In a purely libertarian society, you would buy a seatbelt, but they would probably be significantly more expensive if the the impact throughout society was smaller.
So you're saying that because people wouldn't be forced to buy seatbelts, that seatbelts would cost more because the demand wouldn't be as high? Is that the claim?
Per unit, there'd be less units out there.
It would probably be true, but at some point, for instance, cars don't have to come with radios. The government doesn't mandate that cars come with radios, but people want them enough that almost all cars come with radios. And if you don't want a radio in your car, you actually have to ask the dealer to take it out. So if the demand is high enough, it's just cheaper to put the product in, and then people will live with it.
That is absolutely true. And now I feel like I've backed myself into a corner.
Okay.
But I'd say,
could use a different example.
I know. I'm trying to come up with one now that I've totally lost my bearing at NMSC.
I'd like to interject real quick that I think you made a great observation on your first point that there are similarities between the radical left and libertarianism, because it's funny, a lot of times the radical left will say that we're just conservative nutbags is usually the term they'll use. But, Julia and myself, we came from a liberal background when we were younger, and we came into libertarianism through that.
Absolutely. And I sort of did myself, which is makes it weird that I'm sort of flirting with the radical left. I don't know. It's an interesting set of ideas that we're all dealing with here today. I guess what I'm thinking is that the ideas are more, the radical left and the libertarian ideas are more about power and to what extent it's legitimate for a group of people to exercise power to control other power groups that may have power that in a more
If you were, let me point something out that I've often dealt with folks on the left about is, you know, their concern is corporations, like that they're, you know, these evil organizations out there. And there's no doubt there are evil people that run corporations that, you know, certain corporations, they're in bed with governments and all these things. But if you take the power of the monopoly privilege and the use of violence, that's government. So all you have to do is look up Barack Obama, and he'll tell you on YouTube. Oh, yeah. Just look up monopoly privilege use of violence.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you realize, yeah, there are market forces, and rich people can use the market more to their advantage than poor people. These are true statements. But, you know, when it boils down to it, when corporations or businesses, you would have no corporations with no state. The state calls corporations. But businesses would have far less power over the individual in a world where the, you know, there is no state for the businesses to wield. So that's the biggest, it takes away the biggest concern. And then what they just talk about, well, rich people. And, you know, I understand I have concerns, but at the same time, I'm not willing to steal from rich people, because if you steal from rich people, then you can steal from poor people. If you can steal from poor people, your claim is that you own the person's money. If you claim to own their money, then you must own their time, because they spent their time to get their money. If you own their time, you must own their body. If you own them, then they're your slave. And all it is slavery writ on a global scale.
Which I understand that. To back up two or three steps real quick.
Okay.
Talking about power, you were talking about corporations and the idea that that companies, businesses would have conglomerations of people would have less power over consumers and other people in a stateless society.
Quick, Ryan, other callers.
And I think it's a really good idea, but I've never seen it work in practice. So be interesting.
You've never seen radical left work the radical left work in power in practice either.
I haven't, which is why it's interesting to talk about.
You're right. We haven't seen liberty because violence is so easy to use.
Violence is easy to use.
Free Talk Live.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed, while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. It's Mark.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. You know, cigarette smokers, they get a lot of cases of emphysema and lung cancer. These are things that, you probably won't have to deal with if you smoke the e-cigarette. I guess not smoke. Use the e-cigarette. Vaporsmiths.com offers one of the best e-cigarettes on the market. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no smell, no secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. There's free shipping on all orders over $60, and you get a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers. Since that's $69, you'll get free shipping. All you have to do is use coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com or mention Free Talk Live when you call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Let's go to Angelica in New York. Angelica.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All's well. What would you like to talk about, Angelica?
Me and my friend here would like to talk about friendships.
Friendships.
Yes. We just recently got in a really big fight with our friend, and we don't really know what to do.
Okay, hold on. So what you're saying is you and your friend got into a fight with another friend of yours?
Yes.
Okay. What was the fight over?
We went to the movies, and she wouldn't sit with us because she wanted to sit with her other friend, so we got mad at her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you ask her why she wanted to sit with her other friend?
No, she didn't want to talk to us.
Hmm, interesting. Well, you know, if she doesn't want to sit with you, maybe she doesn't want to be your friend. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
You bathe regularly.
yeah.
Okay.
Every morning.
We just want to cover all our bases.
All right.
Thanks, Angelica. Let's go to, Christian, Michigan. Oh, he dropped.
Oh.
Missed him. Frederick in Michigan. Frederick.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
Hey.
What's happening? Well, seeing as how the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, is that the Attorney General's name?
I think that's his name, yeah.
Yeah. It came out that he authorized, even ordered, ATF, FBI, and DEA to, I guess, sort of like the latest Iran-Contra thing with drugs and guns. They're smuggling all those American-made assault weapons to the drug lords
in Mexico
and South America. And no, what really makes sense to me is that you got this Bush Laden crime family of Crawford, Texas, that the Christian American sheeple community have deified as though, you know, it's God's gift to humanity, the Bush Laden crime family.
Uh-huh. Well, isn't the Obama crime family in on it, since the Holder's working for him?
Well, that's true. But okay. they're all puppets of the same puppet masters, right?
Who's that?
They're all puppets of the same puppet masters.
Who's that?
So anyway, you know, what they're doing, you know, when William Jefferson Clintonista was the governor of Arkansas, was it Helen Hunt, one of those lady journalists in the District of Criminals, asked him about the MENA, Arkansas drug smuggling operation.
Okay.
He actually came out and said that it was a federal operation, not a state operation. He had nothing to do with it. So what's going on there is they're arming the various drug lords, you know, divide and conquer, get them killing each other. And then, of course, let's not secure the southern border so that there will be a constant threat.
How would you secure the southern border, Frederick? Because
it's pretty big.
This is a really difficult scenario when, you know, just recently there was another situation of another border guard getting caught for taking payoffs, and I can only imagine he's the one out of 20 that gets caught.
Well, bless you for saying that, brother. I would recall all the U.S. Mercenary military from 138 countries, shut down all the bases,
uh-huh.
Bring them all home, and dispatch, you know, a sizable whatever it takes to secure the border down there.
But really, what's the point in doing that?
Couldn't they just be bribed into, you know, turning a blind eye?
I mean, soldiers get paid less than border guards do.
Sure.
Yeah, I unlike some people, I tend to believe that the vast majority of people like us, including those who join the military, believe that they're being patriotic.
I never joined the military.
A lot of people who join the military join because they don't feel like they have other options. As a matter of fact, recruitment's up since 2005 when it was quite low, when the economy was doing well. Recruitment's up in a bad economy. That says to me a lot of people join just because they don't feel like they have other options. You've got to consider there's a large percentage of people in the United States military that are of Hispanic origin. So they may, there's a certain level of brotherhood with folks that are trying to make a better life for themselves by coming to this country. Frankly, the immigrant population in California is dropping right now. There was a news story from last week where illegal immigrants are going home. Why? Because the United States economy is in the crapper. And one of the reasons it's in the crapper is because the United States government and people that support it are, so all fired, ready to get a bunch of bureaucrats, say, to do whatever their bidding is, like working on the border. I say, open that border up and let free people cross the border of free countries freely. Otherwise, you don't have free countries.
Well, I would say there is an immigration process.
Sure there is. And you can change that immigration process. It could be moral. For instance, you could just say anybody who wants to come in can have a free work visa. That way, you know, we know who you are. We can charge you taxes. You can pay those things. And then, bam, you've got them all tracked and numbered and spindled if that's what you want to do. I say free people don't have to fill out government paperwork because people that work in the government believe that they own you and me. And if I have to fill out their paperwork, they must own me. But that's beside the point.
Well, you know what? You bring up an excellent point, and I would connect whatever, you know, whatever the American people would agree to in a true representative government, whether you want to call it a democracy or a republic, it would seem that they would have town hall meetings. It would seem like they would say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? What do you want us to do? I would say, not only bring the troops home, but erect, you know, terminate NAFTA, GATT, the World Trade Organization, our involvement in that.
I have no problem with that.
Erect tariffs.
No, I'm not going to erect any tariffs. Tariffs are the way that people, you know, choose to do business with each other. Shouldn't I be able to do business with whomever I please without the government getting involved in it?
Well, I'm thinking in terms of all the exodus of all these corporate.
Indeed, that has happened, but largely that's happened because of the government's rules on it. Like, the government creates a problem, and then people use the government to solve the problem, and then we descend into this spiral of ever-increasing government all over again, Fred.
And that's why VAR Esquire attorneys were prohibited from being in government, according to a couple investigator people. I think they were FBI. They dodge and done. They investigated the racketeering, government racketeering of all things, and they discovered certified copies of the federal constitution where it still had in the state libraries the title of nobility exclusion, and that would, of course, mean a VAR Esquire attorney. Because if you do some due diligence, you'll discover that all judges are bar Esquire attorneys. The Legislative Service Bureau at the federal state level, they're the ones who promulgate.
There's no doubt it's a nation of lawyers. Frederick, I've got to let you go. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Don't know why I'm giving out that number. I guess we have no calls on hold, so you could slip in here at Free Talk Live.
You certainly could. I'd like to tell you about how you can help spread the word about FTL, and it's called AMP. That stands for Advertise, Market, Promote. And for a minimum amount of money, how much would you guess would the minimum be? Like $20, $50?
You sound like one of those hawkers on the boardwalk.
Just $3, Mark. For just $3
a month. Not 20, not 10, not 5, but $3 a month.
Less than a cup of coffee.
That's right. You could help spread the word about freedom and liberty. So amp.freetalklive.com.
And that's $3 a month for people who want to get the perks of the AMP program. There's an AMP-only podcast where there are, you know,
no commercials.
Fewer commercials.
Fewer, yeah.
No recorded commercials. There are certainly the live reads like this one. The power of property rights. Why are property rights so important? Even for those who own the least. Professor Tom W. Bell of Chapman University School of Law explains that property rights allow people to live together in peace, prosperity, and freedom. They prevent conflicts over scarce resources, encourage productive labor, and discourage waste. Check out this video and all the others that I have as a favorites here on learnliberty.org/FTL. These videos are great ways to share the ideas of liberty. Show them to your friends and family. Show them to people on Facebook. Share them on Facebook. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. When you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link. It's on the right-hand side. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. Learnliberty.org/FTL. Julia, you've got the story that I think is appropriate after this last call.
Right. We actually briefly mentioned this earlier. It's from the Associated Press. From Albuquerque, New Mexico, the man who chased down a suspected child abductor and saved a 6-year-old girl from what could have been a horrible fate was honored as a hero Friday. But he is also gaining a new kind of celebrity as a poster child of sorts for immigration rights in state and national immigration debates. Antonio Diaz Chacon, 23, is married to an American and has been in the country for 4 years. But Chacon said he abandoned attempts to get legal residency because the process was difficult and expensive.
Indeed it is. The process is very difficult and very expensive. And
right.
This is one of the things that I think is so terrible about it. They use the process in order to make it a hurdle for people to come in to the country. You know, if you want this economy to kick off, bring in people who need to eat food, live in houses, drive cars, that produce something in the economy. Bring people in. If you give them these worker visa things, you don't have to give them free. They don't need, don't give them
care.
Don't give them the health care.
Don't give them welfare.
Don't give them any of this stuff. Now, I frankly don't believe that anybody should be provided these things by the government, because I think that is it's an immoral activity and suggests that I somehow am obligated because I have been born and because I work to pay for somebody else who, you know, may or may not wish to work, their health care. That seems wrong to me. But, you know, if you want to solve this economy just let people come in here and work and live and buy things. Let them raise their families. Give them worker visas. And that way you can keep an eye on them if that's what you want to do. And, you know, if they commit crimes, fine, kick them out. But I don't know how you're ever going to stop people who have been convicted of crimes from coming in the country. Even if you say only people who commit crime, only people who have committed crimes and have communicable diseases cannot come in the country. You still can't keep them out because those people sneak across the border. Currently, millions of people sneak across the border. What are you going
to
do about it?
It's a matter of supply and demand. You know, they want to come in and somebody's going to supply them a way to get in.
It's really easy, too, for everybody out there who has a problem with this, you're already here. And it's really easy for somebody like that to say, well, you know, my great-grandma came here, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah. Wait. What was that phrase? She what? She came here?
Yeah. Right.
From somewhere else?
From someplace else. They immigrated here. And the important thing
is... But they did it legally.
Right. Well, at the time, the laws were different.
Yeah.
I mean, is that the suggestion that one can't create laws that are immoral? Because I think they can.
Yeah.
I'm reasonably certain they can. And all you have to do is to look at the history of lawmaking to find out that laws that are immoral are created all the time.
I have to say, I mean, kudos to this guy for having the courage to say this. Because, I mean, this could get him in legal trouble. He could be sent out of here.
It's a powerful statement.
I think you can't, or at least the federal government can't actually deport you... Unless you commit a crime, right?
I don't think that's true. I think that if you were here illegally, that they can go after you.
Well, they've had these sting operations in New England.
It's more operated by the state government, isn't it?
No, it's a federal. Usually it's the ICE that does it.
Okay.
And in this case, he actually can be here. It's just that they made it hard for somebody who gets married to an American. I'd like to point out, in New Mexico, people of Caucasian descent are a minority. Because it really is New Mexico.
Well, it used to be part of Mexico.
Indeed. Well, a good portion of the country did.
Yeah.
So, but New Mexico even more so than most places.
Mm-hmm.
California has the largest amount of illegals, as I understand it, but New Mexico has the largest amount of people of Mexican descent.
Sure.
If that matters. So they kind of blend in, as it were.
Yeah. Well, you know, white people came in and took California from... the Californianos.
Yeah. It was just another section of Mexico, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was just
Texas, too.
Texas, yeah.
Actually,
story.
Mexicans invited Texans in to settle the area called Texas and something else.
Yeah.
And then the Americans decided that they were going to go take it from the Mexicans and then give it back to America, although America didn't want it at the time. They told them, you know, you're your own republic. But, frankly, a lot of the 13th colonies were their own republics for a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the thing is, when you keep out people that you believe are competition or whatever, you're keeping out people that are going to save little girls. This is what this guy
did. I mean, there are people in this country who maybe, if they had not heard this story, maybe they've changed their stance on it, would say that they want this guy out of here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how they can go after this guy. They look real bad by saying this guy.
Well, I'm saying now, at this point in time, they could have changed their stance. But if this hadn't happened and they just said, here is Diaz, he is an illegal.
Yeah.
People would, you know, come with their pitchforks.
Oh, he's taking my job and speaking some different language and his skin's a different color.
Right. And you know, they care about what's going on in New Mexico, where most people speak, where a lot of people speak Spanish, you know. So, I mean, as if that matters. Why should I have to push two for English? Well, you know, because there's businesses out there that are serving their customers, and those businesses wish to provide service into those. I mean, here in New Hampshire, the welcome signs are written in French and English.
Sure. Nobody's upset about that.
Right. Nobody's saying, well, golly, I shouldn't have to look at a sign written French. I mean, you know, I've never once heard that. Why? Because there's a reasonably strong attachment to the French Canadians up there in this state.
Yeah, there are a lot of Acadians here in northern New England, especially.
What are those?
Acadians are people of French descent.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, so the Quebecois down in Louisiana, there's plenty of Acadians.
Yeah, and you don't hear that. You don't hear people complaining about people pressing three for French, and I think it just kind of shows an underlying bigotry.
Right.
And I'm not saying that everybody who thinks that illegals should be sent out of the country are bigots. I'm just saying they're on the same side as the bigots.
Right.
And it can look that way. And you need to look at your motivations about what your beliefs are. At the very least, you're ethnocentric in the sense that you believe that people who were born in one particular circle on the map are better or should be provided privileges that people who were born in another circle on the map aren't. You provide freedom to everybody, and everybody's going to do better. Currently, it's not us against the Mexicans. It's the politicians against you, and you don't even know what side you're on. You're, by advocating to kicking people out, you're advocating for jobs for people who are not productive. People on the Border Patrol folks, they're not being productive. They're not in society creating goods and services for other people. They're just sucking off the teat, as it were. Now, I mean, I'm not saying the people that do the job are bad. I'm just saying that they're not being productive. They're not providing anything.
Sure, yeah, they're not producing. They're not making any kind of service or new invention.
So by advocating for people that, you know, behave in such a fashion, you know, that do these jobs, more people to do these jobs, we just need 10 times as many border security. Well, you're now advocating for 10 times as many people
to be taken out of the workforce,
right,
and just stand on the border for nothing, because you're not going to accomplish anything by doing that.
And the government job is always going to provide a little more as far as pay and benefits, because
can't beat those bennies.
Yeah, they're not working in the marketplace. Often people in the marketplace will earn more money, but it's because they're being productive. It's because they're being efficient. The government doesn't understand efficiency and isn't productive, generally. I mean, they do some activities like fighting fires, sending cops in places, and those are productive activities, but they don't do them as efficiently as the marketplace would do it. It's Free Talk Live. It's been Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Thanks a lot.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.